Welcome to OOD Works, the podcast, a show about unique individuals and the services provided by Opportunities for Ohioans with Disabilities, the state agency that helps individuals with disabilities find a job and be more independent. Here's your host, Kim Jump.
Thank you for joining the podcast today. We'll be hearing from Samantha Meisner, a third-year student at Wright State University. Samantha is also the secretary of Four Paws WSU. We'll hear briefly from her sister, Molly Meisner. In part two of the podcast, we hear from Capilla Rodrigo, program administrator of Ohio College to Careers. It's so very interesting how I heard about you first. Actually, your mom, Kelly, sent an email to Opportunities for Ohioans with Disabilities Director Kevin Miller.
Yeah.
And that email was shared with me, and it really, as a mom, touched my heart. She wrote about how awesome you're doing in college, how proud she is of you. And one thing that she had said was, "Thank you for giving my daughter a chance at what we knew."
Sorry.
It's all right. It touched me the same way. She said, "Thank you for giving my daughter a chance at what we knew was the best opportunity for her to succeed in school and in life." And when I saw those words, I had the same reaction. She is really proud.
Oh, I love her. Sorry.
Has she always been that kind of champion for you?
Yeah. She always goes above and beyond.
Yeah.
To make sure that I have a regular like life, you know, but I always have the best opportunities, and yeah, she does a good job.
Yeah. Like any good parent wants for their child. Yeah. They want the best. And so that tells me maybe you had some hurdles.
Oh yeah.
On the road to getting to this point. So why don't we back up and why don't you help us to understand what growing up was like for you? And you're from near Akron.
Yeah, Cuyahoga Falls, like Stowe area. A lot of bullying, you know. I always knew I was different than everyone else. So.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's emotional, but
it's a hard thing.
I always knew, but I never knew what was wrong with me, you know. Like, I was like, why can't I be like everyone else? Like, you know, why can't I sit still through a class? Like, why do I have these kind of thoughts, you know? Just stuff like that, and a lot of just like bullying and not feeling like I ever had anywhere like safe to go, you know. Or
so this is like your days in school were tough.
Oh yeah, yeah. I would always make up sicknesses. I'm like, oh, I don't feel good today, you know. Or I promise it's the last time I'll miss school, you know. Always any excuse to get out of school. I just hated it so much.
And was that your experience like in middle school and high school?
Oh, yeah.
Or kind of when did it begin for you?
I think always. Like, I can't really remember the, like, early days, but I've always known, like, I can remember not knowing what was wrong with me, you know, just wondering, like, what the heck.
Like, you sensed that you were different from your classmates?
Mm-hmm.
In what way?
I would just do things differently than other people. I worked on things for too long. I never turned my homework in. I still get overly focused on one thing. Can't stop thinking about one thing. My mind doesn't stop. It's always racing. And I just feel like I can't catch my breath. And I remember always feeling like that. So,
yeah. So school wasn't easy. But you graduated.
Yeah. Well, in the first high school I went to, they didn't help much on the disability side. They didn't really do anything like the IEPs, 504s. And if they did, they stuck me in a room with a bunch of other people, and we didn't learn anything. It wasn't learning. It was just kind of like we were put on the back burner, you know. And then I transferred to another high school, and they finally, like, they gave me the classes I needed. And that's when I decided that I wanted to go to college, because at first I was against it. And then once I transferred and got the help I needed and realized that, hey, maybe I can do school. School isn't that bad. Then stuff started to turn around for me.
It started to give you hope.
Yeah, when I transferred.
Yeah. Well, thank goodness that you did.
Oh, yeah. Saved my life, I think. So,
how did you first get involved with OOD?
I just remember my mom telling me about it. Like, I don't remember too much about it, but she takes control about of that kind of stuff. So telling me that we're meeting with Jean and we're meeting at the library and we're going to talk to her about some of my issues and stuff like that. And that's when the started going. So.
Mm-hmm. And that's Jean Jones, who's been your vocational rehabilitation counselor.
Yeah.
How old were you when you first met Jean?
17.
17?
Yeah.
Okay. So you
my senior year of high school.
Yeah. So you've been working with her for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is she still your counselor today?
Whenever I go home, I meet with her and we talk about how I've been doing and stuff like that. So.
Yeah. Well, I know she's proud too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She always tears up in our meetings. She's every time I tell her something good, she's like, stop, I'm going to cry. So.
Because she's been with you through this process. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She gets to see the growth.
When you first started working with Jean, like around age 17, what were some of the services then that you were able to receive through the agency?
Well, the first thing I did was going into the workplace because mm-hmm. I wanted to be a teacher, and they put me in that environment, and someone came with me and followed me around and made sure like I knew what I was doing and stuff, and I went to a daycare. That was helpful because I learned that I did not want to be a teacher. I was like, maybe you're right. I don't want to do this. So that helped on like to the next step.
Yeah. And that was before you came to Wright State then.
Yeah.
Those experiences. Mm-hmm. So it helped you to kind of figure out what to study here.
Yeah.
That's great. So then how was the decision made for you to come to Wright State?
Well, since like my sophomore year, I remember my mom finding Wright State and then sending me a link to it. But at that point, I was like, no, I'm not going to college. Like, I'll work. Once I started getting the help and I just decided that I wanted to go here. And she told me that they had a good disability services program. So I was like, okay, maybe I'll try it. And then we came for a tour and I just fell in love with the campus and how nice everyone was. And so that's how that decision was made.
Yeah. And what is your major here?
Social work.
Social work. Mm-hmm. That's great. In your third year.
Yep.
So how's the school year going so far this year?
Great. Awesome. Probably my favorite so far. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep. I'm doing more things, so that makes, first of all, the time go faster, mm-hmm. and it just keeps me going. I have something to get up and do, and I'm always busy, keep myself busy, so yeah, it's going great.
So in addition to your studies in social work then, you participate in Four Paws mm-hmm. here at Wright State. Can you tell us about that?
Four Paws for Ability has a facility located in Xenia, and they breed and raise service dogs in training.
Mm-hmm.
And they start out at the puppy house, and then they go out to foster. They could go to university or a traditional home. And then they go to the next step, which would be like advanced training, or they can decide that the service dog life is not for them. So they could become a fabulous flunky or a client companion where they help with, they're in a home with a family that already has a service dog. So they keep the family members happy too. Mm-hmm. So like they don't have to keep all the focus on the service dog, or they graduate as a service dog. So that's like what you hope for.
Yeah. So if our listeners hear a little like rattling sound in the background, that's Jonas.
Yeah. Jonas.
And how long has Jonas been with you?
I've been working with him since November 2018.
And that's, you're working with him formally through Four Paws for Ability?
Yep. I'm a puppy raiser.
You're a puppy raiser. Yeah. So how long will he be with you?
Until he's done with his training. So I don't know.
Like it's a
we
range
don't know the
of
timetable,
time.
Yeah.
Like every dog is probably different.
Yep, every dog's different.
What do you do in your role as secretary of Four Paws?
I do a lot. I take meeting minutes during meetings. We make PowerPoints for the meetings, organize meetings, make flyers, advertise things, plan fundraising events. It's a long list of responsibilities. We respond to people on social media. We help people join. It was a lot.
And why was it important for you to give back in that way?
Well, first, at first I was like, oh, cool, I get to take a dog with me everywhere I go. But then once I actually got into it and started seeing what was actually going on, I was like, this is like really awesome, you know, because kids just like me, because I can only imagine how scared my parents were whenever I would run off. I can remember like just, oh, I see something cool over there, I'm going to go look at it, and not telling anyone where I'm going, walking off in stores. I still do those type of things. Mm-hmm. So I can only imagine what these dogs do for the families.
Yeah, so you could picture like the younger version mm-hmm. of Samantha benefiting from having a dog like Jonas. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I also wanted to mention that in the room with us is your sister, Molly, which I think is so cool. And I understand she's also here at Wright State.
Yeah, she saw how much I loved it and all the help that ODS, like our disability services mm-hmm. here, gives. And she knew she wanted to come here too. She was against college too at first. She was like, nope, I'm just going to work. But when she saw how happy I was here, I think she decided that she wanted to be happy too, you know?
Yeah, that's awesome. But just to clarify, you don't live together here
no.
on campus.
No, we don't. We live separately. We tried it. She came for spring break and we realized that we could not live together. So, mm-hmm. yep.
So you just meet up when you feel like it.
Yeah, every day. Yeah, that's awesome. She goes back to her dorm to sleep and that's pretty much it. We're on campus all day together. We have a class together. She helps me with him. Mm-hmm. So she's kind of my co-foster. She takes him where to her classes when I don't. When I need a break or stuff like that. So she's a big help and I love having her here.
I understand too, you've been involved in Wright State University's RAISE Transition Coach Program.
Yeah.
What is that?
For me, I was set up with a mentor. Her name was Carly. She was so awesome. We met every single day for an hour and she would clear her schedule for me. She made time for me. She would take me places, like if I needed to go shopping and I didn't have my car that first year, she would take me to Meijer, get groceries, help me with that stuff. She made sure that all my homework was getting turned in. She would check my grades every day. She'd be like, okay, pull up your grade book. You know, she helped me stay on track. So that gave me, I think, the jump start I needed.
Yeah, so you were involved with her your very first year on campus. Mm-hmm. Wright State University is known for being an inclusive campus. Mm-hmm. They're known for their excellence in disability services.
Yep.
What's your experience here been like?
Amazing. I always get the help I need. If I need something, there's always someone I can talk to. What are they called? Accommodations. Mm-hmm. I get accommodations when needed. All I really have to do is let them know what the issue going on is, and they'll work something out. They really will just go above and beyond to make sure that you succeed.
What's your end goal? Where do you see yourself?
I could see myself a lot of places. Stuff might change or I might go a different direction. But as of like right now, I want to work in like a women's correctional type thing, like a juvenile facility, and help the girls with like housing after they get out, or just helping them succeed after they are released and making sure that they have the base to starting over and succeeding.
Having been bullied is going to give you a special connection with girls who have had hardships in their life.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like I want to connect with them and make sure that they know that someone cares and someone's looking out for them and wants the best for them. I don't know how it would happen, but I kind of want to incorporate the dogs too. Whether that's bringing the dog to work with me, because I know that they can provide a lot of therapy. They're not therapy dogs, but I know that they make people happy when they see them. So I would like to incorporate the forepaws into my work, whatever I do.
What would your advice be for other young people experiencing bullying?
Kind of like you hear it all the time, but in one ear, out the other, kind of. I know it's really hard to do that when people are constantly just on your back about anything, you know, what you're wearing, your size. I've always been overweight, so that's been a big thing. It still is to this day. But I don't think I could deal with it until I learned to be okay with myself. You know, once I learned why I was like this, that's when I became okay with it all, mm-hmm. if that makes any sense. Because I never knew really that I had anything wrong with me until I was told and I could finally understand it. And once I knew why I was doing the things I was doing, it became easier to control, or like, you know, they don't know, the people that are saying things. They don't know your life. So it was just, I don't know how to word anything. But
it was like that self-awareness and self-acceptance was a big part of it for you.
Yeah. Once I was happy with myself and my life, and I realized that people are only mean because they're not happy. And once I learned that, then an outrage really doesn't get to me. So.
Yeah. And similarly, do you have any advice for other young people who feel like they're different?
Different is okay. It's okay to be different. And it's better to be different. Who wants a basic somebody? I don't know. It's brought a lot of opportunities to me. And if you make the best of your differences, then everything will be okay. To the parents of kids with autism, get involved. Make sure you're doing all that you can to make sure that your kid succeeds, because we can all succeed. We all have a place in this world, and you should help your child find that place and always be their number one supporter.
Just like your mom was for you.
Still is.
What you have overcome, that's huge.
If you would have met me a couple years ago, wouldn't even recognize me today. So more, like, so much more outgoing and talkative. Like, I don't think I could have ever done this type of situation a couple years ago or anything like this. Talking in front of people, like, I ran for secretary without, like, before I had to get accommodations to not talk in front of the class or not talk in front of people, anything to get out of any type of attention on me. And now I really don't care. I like being in front of people. I like talking, and I've grown up a lot.
Also joining us on the podcast today here with Samantha is her sister, Molly. So Molly, thank you for joining the podcast today.
Of course. Thank you for letting me.
So you are also a student here at Wright State. You're in your first year?
Yes.
And how's it going?
It's good. I love it so far. It's definitely made it easier that I have my sister. I also have my dog here with me, but the Four Paws program also has been a lot of help. So I feel at home here. I hated high school. It was probably the worst years of my life, so I just thought college is going to be the same way. I don't want to deal with it again. I don't want to go through it all again. But I saw how different it was for Sam, and she loved it, and I came here to visit so often, I ended up falling in love too. So here I am.
That's great. I'm glad that you're both here and that you're together. Can you talk a little bit about the growth and the changes that you've seen in your sister?
Huge changes. When we were little, I didn't really understand either. Just like she didn't understand what was wrong with her. I didn't really get it either. So I guess like some things would just annoy me, but she couldn't help what she was doing. And I didn't understand that. So I don't know. I feel like now that I understand it, we just have a stronger bond. Like I just understand her more. I feel like not a lot of people understand how she is, so I feel like I can defend her.
Yeah, that's so awesome that you guys support one another in that way, and just hearing both of you share about trying times in school, that your relationship with each other is part of what carried you through.
Yeah. I wouldn't have been able to get through it without her, so I'm glad that we're both here and happy.
Thank you for sharing it.
Thanks for letting me.
We heard from Samantha, and she was connected with an OOD counselor prior to going to Wright State. OOD is excited to announce a new initiative called Ohio College to Careers. And joining me on the podcast is Capilla Rodrigo. He is our program administrator of Ohio College to Careers. Welcome, Capilla.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for agreeing to be on the podcast and talking about one of our most exciting new initiatives. So tell everyone who hasn't heard, what is Ohio College to Careers?
Well, as you said, it's one of our exciting new initiatives. It involves OOD's presence at universities and colleges around the state. And we're there to ensure students with disabilities have the support they need to complete their degree or credential or certificate, what have you, after high school, earn higher wages, and meet the demands of tomorrow's labor market.
That is great. So which 15 state colleges and universities are part of this initiative?
Well, I'm going to give you a list that, and it goes around the state. We have Bowling Green State University, Cuyahoga Community College in Cleveland, Miami University, Stark State College, University of Toledo, Central Ohio Technical College, which is actually right next to OSU Newark, Kent State University, the Ohio State University, the University of Akron, Wright State University, Columbus State Community College, Lorain County Community College, The Ohio University, University of Cincinnati, as well as Youngstown State University. So we do have colleges and universities all around the state.
When was this first put into place here at OOD?
I was brought on in April, and I was asked to get it started by the beginning of the semester in 2019. So we had our counselors in place at right around the end of August this year.
We had a press conference in late October 2019 announcing the initiative. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, the press conference was fantastic to really get the message out that indeed we were on campuses. And we had actually been there for 2.5 months prior. And very much it's becoming a success. Now, after the press conference, we have even more traction that has allowed the word to get out that indeed we do have OOD counselors present on campus that are immersed at the 15 universities.
And so the counselors that are there on campus, where are they?
They are generally, it's not at each university, but at the 15, they're generally located in the Office of Disability Services. Some of them do have offices in Career Services because we work with both of them. But honestly, they are very remote. They will work with students to meet them where they are, because that is part of our counseling ethic, is to help students in whatever manner that we can.
That's great. The services that OOD offers are somewhat different, complementary of the services that students can already take advantage of on the campuses through the disability services and through career services. Can you explain a little bit about how the services work hand in hand?
Absolutely. So in general, disability services offices will handle your academic needs. Do you need extra time taking a test? Do you need an interpreter or a scribe for you? Where we come in is we actually help with that career building process. And we start as early as possible with functions like career exploration. There are so many students who come into a college or university setting and don't know what they want to do with the rest of their lives.
Are you sure?
I was one of them. Career exploration and counseling at the beginning. Assistive technology that goes beyond what the college or university can offer them. Resume and interview preparation. And that goes beyond actually developing your resume. It is really very all-encompassing to make sure that your resume accurately reflects who you are, as well as that you're prepared for those interviews. Placement in paid internships, that has become more and more important in the college and university setting to have that experiential portion of learning and the way we look at it, potentially a 3-month interview for someone. We also offer placement services to permanent employment after graduation. Everyone talks about the day of graduation, but no one talks about what do you do the next morning. And what we like to do is make sure that you are starting your career the next day. We also have supports and accommodations that are necessary for internships and permanent placement. And then we also help you with tools and licenses to successfully gain employment.
So if a student had been on an IEP, an individualized education program in high school, are they likely to be a good candidate for Ohio College Two Careers?
They are likely to be a good candidate. However, the best way to find out is to go to your disability services office where you're already registered, or if not, go there and register, and they will refer you to our counselor that is there, and we can go through that process of seeing if you are indeed eligible. And many times than not, a student is eligible for our services.
Disabilities could mean learning disabilities. It could be physical. It could be sensory, a mental health disability.
Absolutely. We run the gamut, physical, emotional, as well as mental disabilities. When we say disability, it's all encompassing.
So in addition to the 15 counselors who are immersed on the college campuses, OOD has also added staff to the Division of Employer and Innovation Services for that employment connection. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So at OOD, our goal really is to get you not just employment, but to get you into your careers. And in order to do that, we've always gotten people into jobs. Now that we're expanding into the area of colleges and universities, and your four-year degree should really get you into what you've studied and into a career, we now work with our business side to be able to liaison with you, as well as companies that we've worked with for internship, as well as permanent job placement. And if we don't have a relationship with that company, this with our network, we're able to go out and develop that relationship for either an internship or a permanent career placement.
Kapla, is there a specific time during the school cycle or calendar that you recommend for a student to try to connect with the Ohio College to Career Counselor?
There isn't a specific time, but what's really important is to connect with them as early as possible. Once we establish the relationship and for you to be someone who is being served by OOD and Ohio College to Careers, we have a longer time to be able to assist you. We're able to work with you to either develop a resume and go forward and get an internship, but that gives us much more time. The earlier that you go in and connect with the Ohio College to Careers counselor, the better off you're going to be.
For those students with disabilities, this is an investment in their future.
Absolutely. You're academically investing, and this is helping you to make that investment of what happens the day after you graduate. Where are you going to be? I don't think any student wants to spend two or four years at a college or university and wake up the next morning and not know what to do or not be able to do what they wanted to do. So we're really there to help ensure that you get into that career that you want, that you've worked hard to make it to that point.
So how can a student, maybe that's hearing this, or a parent who's hearing this that wants to point someone in the right direction, what would the best way for them be to get started in Ohio College to Careers?
Best way to get started, if you're on campus, definitely seek out our counselor. And as I said, a great place to go is the Disability Services Office. They have a direct connection to that individual. If you are more inclined to be online, I would suggest going to oodworks.com. Or if you're old school, or if your parents are, you are welcome to call the 800 number at 1-800-282-4536. So we have several ways of connecting with our counselor and to start that process. OOD, even though we have immersed counselors at 15 colleges and universities, we have the ability to serve any student at any campus in the state. We have what are called liaison counselors. They have the ability to meet you on campus at a university that isn't part of the Ohio College to Careers program. So you can still get all of the same services that you would get if you were at one of the 15 universities or colleges. If you want to follow us on social media, it's at Ohio C2C, all put together. If you are planning to follow us on the web, it's OOD.ohio.gov/Ohio College2careers, all one word.
Kapla, thank you so much for joining the podcast.
Thank you, Kim. I appreciate it.
A transcript of today's episode is available at OOD.ohio.gov/podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a rating and review. We're on social media at Ohio OOD. Do you have a disability? Do you want a job? We can help. OODworks.com.